Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome and good morning, Christian Patriot Crusaders. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Take that.
That's right. That's right. And that is to all of those counties and states that are experiencing or causing voter fraud,
yes,
election fraud through the use of all of these, surprise, surprise, electronic voting machines.
That's right.
And not only that, but boy, people are showing up in droves to drop off illegal ballots.
And isn't that a big fat surprise?
Big piles of them, too.
And right.
So the good part is that it's between Democrats. The Democrats are pulling fraud on each other.
Yeah.
They love the election fraud so much, they're going to pull it on each other.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that there were elections actually all across the country yesterday.
That's right.
And I've got a list of those, but you know, right out of Pennsylvania, that is a problem child right there.
No kidding.
Election day got off to a rough start in several districts in Northampton County in Pennsylvania. Voting machines have been shut down in several Pennsylvania districts due to votes getting flipped. That's according to the Gateway Pundit. They're saying that voting machine glitch affecting Pennsylvania Superior Court retention races was corrected within several hours. It's a glitch.
Oh, it's a glitch. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Not a crime scene.
Right.
It's just a glitch.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, is it surprising to anybody that, you know, the same result is happening with the same exact fraudulent machinery in place?
Same exact predictable results.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you don't ban the voting machines, and all of the drop boxes, more. I mean, they've got people that working for the government getting busted.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We've got a clip for after the break that we're going to be sharing with you that, oh, my gosh, I just can't wait to share it with you because, oh, boy, let the games begin.
Yeah.
That's the only way to put it because you know that it's bad when they actually try to prosecute Donald Trump with RICO criminal charges,
right,
for saying there's election fraud when now the Democrats are perpetrating fraud upon other Democrats.
That's right.
And so I just want to know who's going to get sent to jail for claiming that the other one was pulling election fraud.
Well, since they're Democrats, I'm probably nobody.
Right, because it's okay if they do it. It's okay if they do it to each other, and then it's just a glitch. Right.
Yeah.
And it's not outright crime. It's not outright election crime and election theft when a government official is caught red-handed by,
yes,
CNN on tape with a huge heaping pile of these false, fake, fraudulent ballots,
right,
being stuffed into the box by this person.
Well, Breitbart News is reporting that there were elections yesterday in Kentucky, Mississippi, Virginia, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. But I know that we had Ameron members in Texas saying, hey, everybody remember to vote today. So they had elections too. So I'm not sure how many are missing from this list, but there were quite a few.
Quite a few. Yeah. In fact, a good majority of them. But, you know, we had one fantastic comment from one of our listeners who posted about, well, in reference to them trying to make it illegal for Trump to be on the ballot in Colorado, right?
Right.
This listener made the perfect statement when he said, red states should remove Biden and any other Democratic candidate from the 2024 ballot for the treason they have committed at our border.
Absolutely.
So
there's a real crime.
Exactly. So if they want to play that game, you know, we can absolutely omit their people on our ballots also.
Right. Yeah. You know, that would be very interesting, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
If you had all the states that didn't want Trump on their ballot, remove.
Yeah.
And all the states that don't want Biden remove them, yep. and see where the election goes.
Exactly.
Let's. Why not? Let's do it.
Let it rip. I mean, we're facing the next stolen election anyway.
Right.
You know, why not have some fun with it? Because until they decide to, until Congress actually steps up and takes on that bill and decides to ban the electronic voting machines and all of these ridiculous drop boxes and fraudulent mail-in ballots with fake ballots, we don't have an election. It's a joke. Right. It's a scam. We have zero vote, people. We have zero vote. If the second you vote, they can just erase it electronically. And it's
absolutely
done. And it's gone. So yeah. So if they want to pull our candidate off, we can certainly and should definitely pull their candidate off as well.
Sure. Yeah. Makes sense to me. Yep. I mean, and there's a real crime too.
Yeah.
Treason.
Yes, exactly.
On multiple levels.
Oh, yeah.
But, I love that idea.
Me too. Well,
let's get to the word of the day before we get any further. We've got another random turning.
We sure do. And this one is quite the amazing story. And so the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Zechariah chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, which read under the title, Vision of the Flying Scroll. Then I turned and raised my eyes and saw there a flying scroll. And he said to me, what do you see? And I answered, I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits and its width 10 cubits. Then he said to me, this is the curse that goes out over the face of the whole earth. Every thief shall be expelled according to this side of the scroll, and every perjurer shall be expelled according to that side of it. I will send out the curse, says the Lord of hosts. It shall enter the house of the thief and the house of the one who swears falsely by my name. It shall remain in the midst of his house and consume it with its timber and stones. And then under the title of Vision of the Woman in a Basket. Then the angel who talked with me came out and said to me, lift your eyes now and see what this is that goes forth. So I asked, what is it? And he said, it is a basket that is going forth. He also said, this is their resemblance throughout the earth. Here is a lead disc lifted up, and this is a young woman sitting inside the basket. Then he said, this is wickedness. And he thrust her down into the basket and threw the lead cover over its mouth. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were two women coming with wind in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between earth and heaven. So I said to the angel who talked with me, where are they carrying the basket? And he said to me, to build a house for it in the land of Shinar. When it is ready, the basket will be set there on its base. And that's it.
Wow.
And this is a very, very fascinating scripture. This describes the spirit of wickedness, and it's basically like a woman, a scraggly looking woman with black eyes and long scraggly hair, and the spirit of wickedness, it says, so I asked, what is it? And he said, it is a basket that is going forth. He also said, this is their resemblance throughout the earth. So it's kind of like a demonic spirit that has different principalities all over
right.
the globe, and they all look the same. It's like a demonic woman, and so this spirit of wickedness is carried by other flying women with wings like storks, and they're placed in certain, you know, areas of the world.
Building a house for it.
Yep.
I've read through the Bible a couple times. I don't recall ever seeing that one.
Well, see, and I'm very familiar with this one because of a couple dreams that I had that the Lord sent to me about the spirit of wickedness. In fact, I've had three different dreams about the spirit of wickedness,
yeah.
and each one, it's true. They all look just like that, and they're very, very scary. They bring horrible things with them. And and so you know, those are actual visions and dreams from the Lord.
I would have to study that, actually, because that's, you know, the first part is pretty easy to understand. The flying squirrel. No, I'm kidding. The flying scroll.
Yes.
But the second one is, that's perplexing to me. I would,
right.
That'd be an interesting study to dive into.
And what was interesting was I had two of those dreams before I even had read that in Zechariah. And so once I ran across this spirit of wickedness and the fact that it matched that description of those dreams that I had, I went, wow, that's astonishing. And then to find out after that, even one more dream that happened, according to, you know, having to deal with a spirit of wickedness. And so what the Bible notes say on that is very interesting also. It says the seventh vision promises the removal of wickedness from the land, symbolized by a woman trying to escape in a basket but forced back into it. The basket is finally removed altogether from the land, and wickedness is consigned to the land of Shinar, or Babylon. By the time of this prophecy, Babylon had become the world focus of idolatry and wickedness. Symbolically, then, wickedness is taken from Judah to Babylon. The exiled Jews return from Babylon to Judah, and wickedness is to be banished from Judah to Babylon. And so it's interesting that it's sent different places and is carried by these two flying women with stork's wings. So it's just, that's quite the fascinating account. And I haven't run across that for quite some time.
Yeah, that's I did not even recall that. Having read that before, and I know that I have.
Right.
I mean, as you read it, I know I've read it before.
But right, because you and I've had this discussion before about it.
Right, especially about the dreams.
Yeah.
But I didn't, you know, apply this scripture to that, and I've never studied it, so interesting.
And also the flying scroll. That's fascinating that this scroll represents a curse sent by the Lord upon every perjurer and every thief. That's very interesting, considering the times that we're facing, where judges will not rule correctly, they won't judge correctly,
right.
They won't, you know, there's all sorts of different crazy things going on with our corrupt judicial system.
Well, and look at the perjurers.
Yep.
I mean, you know, whether they're giving testimony to Congress,
right,
or whether they're in court answering for something. That it's just lies just drip off of them.
That's right. No kidding. And so it's interesting that it says, it shall enter the house of the thief and the house of the one who swears falsely by my name. It shall remain in the midst of his house and consume it with its timber and stones. So that's nice to know that even when it seems like there is no justice and, you know, there's theft and perjury that goes unprosecuted, that God's not going to let it go.
Right.
That actually, you bring a curse upon yourself when you do that.
Yep.
That's fascinating.
Absolutely. Wow. That's a good one.
Yep.
Okay. So that was Zechariah.
Zechariah chapter 5. Well, all of chapter 5, verses 1 through 11.
Okay. Good. Got it. All right. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and take a break. We've got plenty lined up for the other side of the break. So stick around. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. Check them out at prepping2-0.com. The morning commute will resume right after this. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
I've said these fellows are lying, dirty, shrewd, and I say they are godless. To me, this is perhaps the most frightening word of all, because it accounts for every other bad word that describes them. When the Reds tear down their churches or turn them into common warehouses, when they torture and kill their priests, ministers, and rabbis, we are horrified, yes. But why are we surprised? What do you expect of a people who say the church is our enemy and must be destroyed? No one can be a true communist and hold any religious convictions. I say to you, it is bad to be irreligious, but it is far worse to be anti-religious. It is reprehensible to be immoral, but it is horrifying to be unmoral. To them, any wrong they do is right. Well, these are some of the more frightening facts we must understand if we are going to understand communism, and we'd better understand it.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Thank you guys for your support. Those of you who are helping to keep us on the air, because we're mostly listener-supported. And you can go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab there. And even if it's just $5 or $10 a month, it all adds up, $20 a month, whatever, you know, you can afford, and doesn't set you back, but will all add up and helps us continue to do what we do. All right, well, Lady Liberty, several things on here. We've got an update on Trump. We've got more of this voter fraud.
That's right.
Anti-Semitism is sweeping the nation. That poor old man that, well, not too old, but 65-year-old guy died, a Jewish man who was hit in the head by these pro-Palestinian people. I think it was in L.A. He ended up dying. But, man, it is staggering to see this.
Oh, yeah.
Come
exactly.
Out of
how
nowhere.
It's, how it's all going on. Well, and everyone, welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Wiffle and, bat those pro-Hamas.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, these are all of these demonstrations, these have been planned for quite some time, especially because Soros funds all of these employees or this Soros-backed army, if you will, because these are the same paid people that were paid to protest for Antifa, for BLM, and now we also have all of these illegal Muslims that have been basically just pouring into the United States ever since Obama came in and decided to bring them all in as quickly as possible, and then purged every ability of the FBI to look into any of these.
That's right.
In these terror cells, he said that, you know, that that is basically discrimination, and so he basically gutted everything in the FBI that had anything to do with Muslim terrorism, and so now we're looking at the repercussions of all of those millions of Muslims that he let in now, and now they're obviously the ones that are showing up to all these protests.
Right, and now you have this merging into an alliance between BLM, Antifa, the communists, globalists, and you know, the street thugs and the jihadists.
Right.
Now, and by the way, this is a Paul Kessler was his name, 69-year-old man holding the Israeli flag. There's a picture of him. I'm looking right at it. Right. It's 5 minutes. Picture was taken 5 minutes before he was hit in the head by a pro-Hamas supporter.
Wow.
And he ended up dying. So,
wow.
You know, this is sad that we're at this point. You know, they said never again. And that's what we have to say. Not on our watch, not in our generation.
Nope.
Not gonna allow it.
So. Absolutely not.
All right. Well.
And so let's start here with more of this voter fraud nonsense that people seem to think is going to not happen just because the liberals are suddenly going to let an election be honest and true out of the goodness of their hearts, even though they could use these manipulatable electronic voting machines that are still in place.
Right.
So let's hear more surprises about how they're actually still in use. Here you go now. This is Fox News with Jesse Waters.
In Connecticut, a judge just overturned a primary election after seeing this video. Two Democrats were caught on camera allegedly stuffing stacks absentee ballots in drop boxes around Bridgeport, Connecticut. One of the women in the video is a government employee named Wanda Pataki. We'll have more on her tomorrow. Ballot dumping is illegal in Connecticut. You can only drop off ballots for your mommy or dad, not for hundreds of strangers. A judge appointed by a Democrat called it shocking and said they need to do the primary election all over again, writing this: "The volume of ballots so mishandled is such that it calls the result of the primary election into serious doubt and leaves the court unable to determine the legitimate result of the primary." Now, earlier this year, a politician in New Jersey was charged with personally collecting large numbers of mail-in ballots, opening them, and destroying the ones that voted against him. Oh, and then creating new ones that voted for him. So, we have large numbers of mail-in ballots floating around, being handled by God knows who. Seems ripe for fraud. Ben Proto is a Connecticut Republican Party chairman. So, Ben, what are we going to do about this?
Well, Jesse, first thing we have to do is we need to elect more Republicans into the Connecticut legislature, because the legislature had the opportunity just a month ago to address this issue after this video came out. This, of course, after our governor said we shouldn't jump to conclusions when we watch this video. Jim Himes, our congressman who represents Bridgeport, has been eerily silent on this. And the legislature, Democrats in the legislature, refused to address the issue. So, you know, this is not the first time we've had to redo primaries in Bridgeport. We had to do it last year in a state representative race. We did it 4 years ago in a mayor's race. We did it 6 years ago in a council race three times because of absentee ballot fraud. So this is not something new in Bridgeport. It's time to get these boxes off the streets, get them gone. They don't need them.
This is crazy. Look, I mean, she's going back for more. Now, this could be true that she has, I don't know, 30 members of her family that she's dropping off absentee ballots for. I mean, I saw the one stack was this thick.
What's really funny, Jesse, is that both sides were doing it.
Yeah.
Both the John Gomes campaign and the Ganim campaign. And what's interesting now is the State Elections Commission is now up to 21 different counts of, or 21 different complaints regarding this election, including whether or not the current mayor actually lives in the city of Bridgeport.
Oh, okay. So you can basically fraudulently vote, and you don't even have to be a resident of the state to get elected. Things in Connecticut look great. Well, thank you very much. We're going to have a follow-up report on, we believe it's Wanda. We're going to, trust me, she was running scared. We're going to have that for you guys tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so
this is two Democrats running against each other, and they got both sides of them doing this. You know, Democrats, they steal elections.
To hear that the candidate himself was actually opening ballots, and the ones that weren't votes for him, he was destroying them.
Oh, yeah.
He was destroying them and adding new ones for him.
Wow.
That is insane.
And
is he
going
to go to jail?
How could you not with that type of
exactly? If you're caught, caught doing that on your own election,
yes.
I mean, it doesn't get any more
pathetic
than that.
And then there's the lady running back to the car to get
another armload
of ballots.
Oh my gosh! Well,
Wanda.
The most stunning part of this story is what the judge said about it. He said, "This is shocking." Oh, really? Oh, really? And then he says that he ruled that they would have to do the primary over again. Now, imagine that conclusion.
Oh, wow.
So that judge that said it's shocking, he ruled that they have to do the primary over because of this election fraud.
Wait, so if you rob a bank and you punch somebody in the process, they say, no, you can't be punching people. You need to go back and re-rob the bank again, but this time you can't punch anybody.
Yeah, stop with the punching, okay?
Unbelievable.
So what is the difference between the election of 2020 and this little Democrat election fraud primary.
Right.
They obviously could rule with their heads on straight there, and they knew instantly that they would have to do the primary over again.
Right.
I think Carrie Lake would be very, very interested in that judge ruling.
All it takes is a judge to actually look at evidence.
Right.
You know, and you can make a decision when you look at evidence, but when you refuse to allow evidence, well, no, of course there's going to be nothing to see here because we don't want to see it.
Well, and apparently because there's not a Republican running in that primary,
right.
You know, then it's all fair. And so they want it to be fair, right? If it's just Democrats. So this is probably the biggest eye-opening jaw-dropper in election history so far.
Everybody knows that's an isolated case. I mean, all of those counties are isolated cases.
This ruling to do the primary over again is nation-stopping, considering the 2020 election.
Yeah. Well, speaking of judges, we've got another one. This judge in this case with Trump, unbelievable.
With Trump, this judge is absolutely out of control. And so we've got this clip here with Trump's attorney, Alina Haba. And boy, she catches this judge in saying the exact wrong thing that is absolutely illegal, where it proves that he had decided what he was going to do prior to seeing or hearing any evidence from Trump. So listen here to what she has to say.
But he didn't like the explanations. He was cutting him off. And I said, Your Honor, you need to let him speak. This is what trials are for. Let my client speak. And the judge said, I'm not here to hear him speak. And I can be honest with you, as I heard those words, I said, I just looked at the screen. I said, okay, it's on the record. And you know, as a lawyer, you have strategy and you take things, you know, those I'll keep to myself, but we'll be proceeding as we should.
Wow.
That's never a good sign when the judge says, I'm not here to listen to anything you have to say.
Well, except for Trump should probably be saying, you know what? Thank you for helping me win my appeal.
Exactly.
You just set me up for a victory.
Yep. And I'm going to countersue you for fraud, buddy.
Yeah. That's just awesome. Yeah. That's if it even goes to a conviction. I can't even see that happening. But
it can't. There's no way.
You know,
it can.
In this circus world, basically they just handed him his appeal.
Yep.
So.
Let him walk clean just on that statement alone.
That's right. Well, you guys, you be safe out there and stay aware of your surroundings, and remember to pray for the Republic and for Israel. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wifflebat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.